Have a Q&A time, a question and answer time with Jesus, and I get to ask Jesus, some questions. And my first question to Jesus, I don't know where the microphone. Oh, here it is. We'll use this one. It'll make it a little bit more, maybe hopefully realistic. Okay, so here's Jesus out here holding the microphone. Okay, and my first question to Jesus is this: Jesus, I've heard all this stuff about something called the gospel or the good news. Could you help me understand what's the good news? What's the gospel? The kingdom of God is near. Jesus, I don't quite. What about? I don't get that. What is it I'm supposed to repent and believe the good news? I don't quite understand what those you've just said, Jesus, mean. I mean, mean to repent of my sins and believe the good news. Come follow me, and I'll show you. Now, not my questions, but the answers are word for word Jesus' response in Mark chapter 1. You can read in Mark chapter 1, verses 15 and following. That exact dialogue is found there, preceding the scripture lesson that Amanda read for us, word for word. And Jesus took almost 3 years to demonstrate to those disciples, his followers, what it meant to repent of their sins. I think I'll go with this one, okay? Batteries must have closed down on me. But Jesus took a period stretching over 3 years to show those who were following him what it meant to repent of their sins, to believe the good news that the kingdom of God is near. And these people who followed, they had a really challenging, hard time understanding what that all meant and what that was about, because they had this picture, they had this preconception, as it were, of Jesus being the Messiah who was going to come and set everything right in the world that they live in by overthrowing the hated Roman enemy and restoring the rule and the reign of God. But the enemies for Jesus, they were not the Roman soldiers. It was not Caesar. The enemies for Jesus were sickness and disease and demonic powers and sin and even death itself. And Jesus went around doing incredible stuff. The children are going to study about some of that in their classes this morning, because the kingdom of God for Jesus was all about healing and restoring people who would have been deemed the outsiders. You know, the marginalized, the ones who were on the fringe, and bringing them right into the very heart and center of the people of God. And no one, there was no one who could figure what on earth was happening and taking place. What was Jesus doing? He was getting it all wrong. I mean, how do you even relate? How do you even think about bringing those who were on the outside into the inside? And what does healing people of their sickness, and what does casting out demonic powers have to do with anything? And why would Jesus associate with you know, lepers and prostitutes and tax collectors? Why would he do that? As we look back through the lens of Jesus' death on the cross, we can find answers to those questions. Because the rule and the reign of God, the kingdom of God, is about saving people. It's not about condemning and destroying them. And God's rule and God's reign is about making people who we might think are the worst kind of sinners, the despicable ones, taking those very people that we think about in that way and setting them right, putting them in right relationship with God. And God is the one who welcomes and invites and has an open hand and an open heart to people from every race and every nation. And God's rule and God's reign is far greater than any oppressive government led by a Caesar or whoever. God's rule, the kingdom of God, God's reign is over sickness and sin and Satan and demonic powers and even the grave. Death itself, the final enemy. And it's all discovered in a person. And that person, front and center, in his person is Jesus. The kingdom of God is here. Jesus is here. And Jesus says, as he did years and years ago, it's time. It's God's time. It's your time. Come. Follow me. That's the invitation of Jesus. This morning we're going to be recognizing women and men as new members of our leadership team here at Knox, elders in our church family. And we believe this for them and about them, that they will be the ones who God has set apart for us. The Lord himself gives to us to lead us, to encourage us, to help us, to watch over us, to guard us, to protect us in our calling from God. And we have a calling. As a church family, we have this clear calling of God upon us to be a community of faith that stays true to the gospel, stays true to the good news, that it's time. It's time for everyone, for anyone, to repent of their sins, for us to repent of our sins, and believe that the kingdom of God is near. We have this invitation. We have this call. Jesus gives it. Come, learn from me. Follow me. See what it means to live and to love others like I do.